It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to all. Welcome to a 13-degree morning. Oh, that's, you know, here's the interesting thing, too. You know, they're always talking about the chill factor on television. You know, if the wind's blowing and so forth and so on, the chill factor drops. Well, when I was driving in this morning, my car kept saying 13 degrees, despite the fact I was doing 50 to 55 miles an hour. You see, you can't measure chill factor without comparing the current humidity reading and the current temperature. There is no instrument made that you measure directly chill factor. But boy, they dwell on that on television, on all the channels. Woo, boy, chill. Even the national news, chill factor. Okay, and how are you doing today? Keeping warm, I hope. Hope no one has a heater problem today and that everything is going just fine. And we haven't had much of a wind. Remember years ago, and it happened to us too, it got so cold and the wind started blowing so hard that it cooled down our plumbing and it froze. And I had to use a heating something. I can't remember what I used. That was back in the 1970s. And I haven't had our pipes have not frozen since then. And, boy, remember that? Do any of you remember that? Oh, they tell you, let your faucet drip. That keeps it from freezing. Well, okay, I've got a... some interesting things I hope you find interesting, at least today. And I wanted to mention, too, that I'm indebted to Brian Underwood, who sends me copies of stories about Marion that he finds in the old archives of the Telegraph Forum in Bucyrus. And so I'm going to be using some of his... a couple of his stories. So thanks to Brian Underwood, who is the son of a girl I graduated with. Woo! Another person I graduated with is dead. I saw the obituary in the Bucyrus paper today. I knew her as Janet Millick way back in 1952. Okay, now let me see. I've got that one ticket left for the Ridgedale Dunes tomorrow, and that's for the, it's the 18th annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction, and that takes place out on Route 309 just before you get to Big Island, and the doors will open at 4 in the afternoon, dinner will be served at 5, and then they have, you can bid on different things, and there's more than I can even explain here about what all you're entitled to and have a chance at. Okay, and the first thing I want to do today is give away this Ridgedale ticket. So if you're interested, you can answer my first question today. If not, just sit there. But I've got only one Ridgedale ticket left. And this is for, your dinner at 5, and the auction following, doors open at 4, And that's just this side of Big Island on Route 309. The Ridgedale Lions Club annual, 18th annual already. Woo, wow. Okay, so my first question today is, give me the date of Shrove Tuesday this year. Give me the date of Shrove Tuesday of this year. 7403839944. And if you can answer that, I will give you the Ridgedale ticket. That's the first thing I want to do today. I've got other things to give away today, too, but I want to make sure that the Ridgedale people get a full house. And so I've got this one ticket left. 7403839944. If you can give me the date of Shrove Tuesday, and if you want to go to the Ridgedale dinner and auction and so forth, just give me a buzz. Like the mother bee said. 7403839944. I've got a lot of other things, too, to bring up today. But first of all, I want, this is a fairly easy question, too. If you want to go to Ridgedale, Shrove Tuesday is when? Give me the date of Shrove Tuesday. Now, it's the same day, give you a hint here, as Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And it's the same date as the Carnival wrap-up in Latin American countries. What is that date of Shrove Tuesday when you get to eat those Fasnachts? Oh, boy. That's German for fast night, incidentally. Okay, so when is Shrove Tuesday? Give me the date. 7403839944. All right. 10:18. Well, it's 10:19 actually. And outside, 13 degrees, as I mentioned, driving in this morning. Now, outside of the garage, it was 10 degrees. So it was 3 degrees warmer in our garage than outside. And it looks like, the weekend will be fairly decent as far as we don't have to undergo any snowstorms this weekend, as far as I know. That's great. And thank goodness, too, my wife's, Jeannie's birthday, she's 79, and we'll celebrate that on the 16th, which is Sunday. All right. And, 79. I'm 85. Okay. Well, let me see. What else? Apparently no one wants, maybe everyone that wanted one has got one, a Ridgedale ticket. Now, if you, all through the program today, if you win, you can request the Ridgedale ticket. Or other, I've got a few other things that I can give away, too, but I certainly don't want to disappoint the Ridgedale people, Ridgedale Lions Club, and we got that one ticket for their dinner and auction, and just a lot of fun, really, no kidding. 7403-39944. Now, we'll go to some other things here. I'll give you a toughie. If you were in a boat, you know, a fairly good-sized boat. I don't know what the legal length is to a boat to where you have to have a marine radio. I don't know if that's a law that you've got to have a marine radio on a certain size boat. But what I would like you to tell me, what channel would you dial up on your marine radio to call the Coast Guard if you're in trouble? Or what frequency, if you know the frequency? Give me an answer on that. And then I'll give you your choice of different prizes I've got here lined up. Like I've got, let me see, I've got Arby's, I've got smoothies. I've got Panda Express. And what else? Yeah, the Arby's. Yeah. And JJ, Jimmy John's. I've got one of those. And if any of you would like that Ridgedale ticket, please let me know. Okay, now, if you, how many of you are mariners? How many of you listening do have boats with marine radios? You can either give me the frequency that you would call the Coast Guard on, or give me the channel number. Because it's very important. If you're out on Lake Erie, and a storm comes up, which happens quickly, and the waves begin to get taller and taller, and you find all of a sudden that you're in a hazardous condition. And if you called the Coast Guard to let them know where you are, what channel would you access the Coast Guard in? Got that? 740, boy, tough questions today. 740-339-944. Except the date of Shrove Tuesday is not a tough question. All right. Now, I've got, okay, there's no one out there with a boat, with a marine radio? Okay, well, we'll go on here to other things. Now, yesterday I talked about a Bucyrus industry, a couple of Bucyrus industries. It was the Ohio Locomotive Crane and the Bucyrus Rail Car Company. But now, my next question is, there was a company in Bucyrus that merged with a company in Marion. They became one. And what was the name of that company? It merged with one in Marion, you know, one in Bucyrus, one in Marion. They got together, and their logo is one word, actually composed of two words, but just one. Okay, what was it? Wow. Everybody's sleeping today. Okay, what company in Bucyrus merged with a big company in Marion and an equally big company in Bucyrus? They got together and said, hey, since we manufacture some of the same things, let's get together. And so they did. And eventually they parted ways, well, not individually, but all together. Some company in, I think, South Carolina or North Carolina bought them out. And so this company in Bucyrus and Marion disappeared. They no longer exist. Which, you know, a lot of people were employed by this one big company. So what was it? 740-339-944. Boy, getting nowhere today. 10:25 already. 13 degrees outside and blue skies. Oh, it's nice to see the sun shining. Wow. I can take all the cold it can dish out. Just give me the sun. And I get away from this dreariness we've had for a couple of weeks. Mostly cloudy skies. You know, it's kind of discouraging, isn't it? We all love blue skies. And if you can sing that song, Blue Skies, da-da-da-da, nothing but blue skies all day long. Okay. Let me see, what else? What else can I ask you that might be easier? The date of Shrove Tuesday. That's an easy one. Okay, and let me see. I tell you what. If you can tell me when Shrove Tuesday is, I'll let you take your choice of prizes today. That ought to wake a few people up. Boy, oh boy. Or can you tell me, too, if you were on your boat and you had a marine radio and were in trouble, what channel would you call the Coast Guard on? You know, there's a Coast Guard base there at, where is it at? On Marblehead Peninsula. They would zoom right out if you needed help. Okay. No answer for that either. Well, let me see. Make sure that, okay. Make sure my phone is ready to go here. All right. Let me see. Hang on just a second. Okay. 740-383-9944. I thought this merging of Marion Industry and a Bucyrus Industry would be quite well known. Now, the in Marion, the site of that business, half of it, of course, it's all gone now, except there is a lot of work being done in the buildings on Greenwood Street where this company once existed. Half of it, that is. 740-383-9944. Okay, I tell you what. The next person that calls with the correct answer, and we haven't had anybody yet call, I will give you an Arby's meal. Oh, boy, that phone will light up now. Enjoy a complimentary meal that includes a sandwich, small fries, and a drink. Gonna make, yeah, boy, look at that. Immediately. Yes, good morning, caller.
Hi, caller. It's Pat Henry. How you doing?
Yeah, Pat. Hiya. Well, I'm doing all right. I take it you'd like that Arby's meal.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
Arby's
right.
Meal.
Yeah.
Hey, the answer to the question about the two companies that merged.
Yes.
That'd been Huber Worko.
Yes,
it?
Exactly. Right. Okay. Now, what was your name again?
Pat Henry.
Oh, yeah, Pat. Yeah, I should know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and Pat, if you want to come up today and get your ticket for that free meal, feel free to come right ahead.
All right, we'll be up there.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye. See
you.
Okay. Yes, Marion people love food. Oh, I don't blame you. Okay, let me put this down here. Arby's.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again, and can you tell me what frequency or what channel would you press a button on if you're in your boat and you had a marine radio and you needed Coast Guard help? What frequency or what channel would you call on to alert the Coast Guard? 7403, any boaters out there? How about rowboat people? No, you don't need a marine radio, although at times in a rowboat, you ought to have one, but they don't fit in a rowboat very well, because it takes a battery and a tall antenna. All right. So, yeah, I hope that if you ever get a boat of the size that you should have a marine radio, that you remember my question. Okay. Now, let me see what else I... The date for Shrove Tuesday. What was that? I didn't get that answer, did I? I got the answer of Huber Worko. That was, the W.A. Riddell Company was a big company for years. They originally was a clay company that made machines that manufactured bricks. They called it American Clay Company. And what they did, these machines they made formed bricks. And there were two places around here that used machines. I don't know if they used any made there. But Glengarry in Caledonia and Glengarry in Morrow County, they make bricks. Tons and tons of bricks. But that's what American Clay made, brick forming machines. And then they sold out to W.A. Riddell Company. And during World War II, they utilized streetcar tracks to haul products to the rail yards to be shipped out, especially to the Navy. They made winches for naval ships. And they used a rather large truck and hooked that onto flat cars and used the old streetcar tracks. And away they went out to the rail yards to be loaded up. Yeah, that was a W.A. Riddell Company, in contrast to American Clay Company, in contrast to Huber Warco. Yeah, that's the way it is. Industries move around now. At one time, a man from Iberia bought the old patterns for the Huber, they called it a scarifier, or scarifier. It had, for building roads, you could lower these teeth and dig up the roads, and then it was packed down and maneuvered around. He bought the plans from these people in the Carolinas and was making those, they call them to a, what was it, not a container, but anyhow, they were shipped all over the country. They were so popular. There's a lot of them in use yet, but that company is gone now too. In fact, I haven't heard anything from the owner. He is on was on the board of the Huber Museum, and so that was the end of the demise, or the demise rather, of the Huber Warco Company. Those scarifiers or tractors that were so popular, they were, and I saw them. I was in some other state, and I saw one go by on a flatbed. That was something. Hey, that's made in my area. Okay. How about another easy one? Name the county in which Warren G. Harding was born. Name the county in which Warren G. Harding was born. 740-383-9944. I've got a lot to do with the Hardings on this program here today, so keep listening. I hope you are going to find it interesting, especially when it comes to automobiles. But what county was Warren G. Harding born in? His log cabin, looked like a log cabin, it's gone. There's nothing there except a sign saying here was born Warren G. Harding, President of the United States. There is a graveyard near there that has a lot of Harding graves. You know, some of the president's relatives are buried nearby. It'd be, let me see, the same county as he was born in. 740-383-9944. Are my questions too hard today? Shouldn't be. All right, let me see. What else do I have here I can... all right, let me see. Here's one. I don't want to use them all up right away because I've got an hour and a half to go practically. If you were wanting to go to the state of Maine and you were traveling up the East Coast to get there, the road that borders the Atlantic Ocean leads to, you know, the into Maine, the main body of the state of Maine. But what town is the first town in Maine that you would encounter on that coastal road? And believe me, and my kids will say the same thing, it's the ocean's cold up here. And they've been in that water a couple of times, or at least, yeah, a couple of times, and they said, my goodness, it's cold. Even when it was hot south of there, the first city you encounter in Maine kind of denotes the atmosphere of Maine. Cold. Well, so give me the name of that town. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter K. Yeah, name that town. The time right now is 10:38 Eastern Standard Time. And when do we switch over to a daylight savings? It's soon, isn't it? Yeah. And a lot of people like us to just stay on Eastern Daylight Time because it gives us a little more light in the morning. Well, not so much more light in the morning as it gives us more light in the evening. It's light until shortly after 9 o'clock in the middle of summer. But around here in regular time, if we had daylight savings time here in the winter, it would be darker longer, right? 740-383-9944. It's kind of a quiet Friday, which is unusual for a Friday, but it certainly is today. My questions are too hard, apparently. Name the first city that you would encounter going up the coast into the state of Maine. Now, if you have a Rand McNally or any kind of road atlas there within your grasp, you could find this town pretty easy. It starts with the letter K, the very first town in the state of Maine that you access on the coastal highway. Yeah, been there, done that. And the kid says, I think the kids really don't relish ever going back there and taking a swim in that cold water. Okay, let me see what else I... Oh, and I wanted to also mention, I've got a good friend of mine, Brian Underwood, or did I mention this before? He's the son of a girl I graduated with, and he sends me copies of the Telegraph form in Bucyrus when they have something about Marion in them. And the issue he sent me, of course, had Charlie Sends' his grandfather in it, all about him, but also several stories about Florence Harding. And in fact, at least three. Her first man that she was with, and I remember Dick West, the late Dick West, tried to find her birth or her marriage license, but couldn't. His name was DeWolf. And their boy was named Charles DeWolf, and he's buried in the Marion Cemetery. And then, of course, the next person she married really was Warren G. Harding. But what county was Harding born in? Well, I can't believe. I have a stone wall I'm up against today. Oh, my. Well, I see. I still have food here. I gave away one deal. I've got smoothies from the smoothie place. I've got some of those. I've got a sandwich from Jimmy John's and a Panda Express kids meal, which is also good for adults. Oh, here we go. Finally. All right. Okay, good morning, caller.
Well, I know he's born in Blooming Grove.
Yes, what?
I think that's in Morrow County.
You're right, you're correct.
This is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy,
I thought you I don't like to answer right away. I like to have somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you got it right on the nose. Yeah, you were born in Morrow County at Blooming Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to pry anything?
No, thank you.
Okay, Nancy.
Bye.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Okay. Yeah, Nancy knew. President Harding was not born in Marion, of course, or Marion County. He was born in Morrow County. And just down or up the road from where he was born is the little village of Blooming Grove. In Blooming Grove, there's a Methodist church and a Seventh-day Adventist church. And there used to be three churches altogether. And then there's the cemetery at Blooming Grove, which contains the graves of several Harding family members. I don't know what relation they were to Warren G., but there are Hardings buried in the Blooming Grove Cemetery. Oh, I drove all through there once. I should have copied down their names. 10:43 is the time. We're going to be breaking here shortly. And I've still got Panda. I've got Smoothies, Jimmy John's, and that Ridgedale ticket. If you would like to go to the Ridgedale Dumans tomorrow, being the 15th, it's just this side of Big Island, and dinner starts, or doors open at 4, and the dinner starts at 5. Then the auction follows that, and, oh, there's a whole bunch of other details to this. A lot of fun. A lot of good fun with Ridgedale Lions Club. You know, they do a lot of eye work, and they take in used glasses and donate to causes to aid the eye health, you might say. A very good organization, Ridgedale Lions Club. Okay, 10:44 is the time. We'll break here in a few seconds and be back with more questions you probably won't answer. We did get, though. Nancy said Harding
Scott,
was born.
Do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, get out your Rand McNally and look along the coast of Maine. Way down at the beginning of the state of Maine on the coastal highway, and you'll see the answer to what's the first city you encounter in the state of Maine if you're going up the coastal highway. Got that? Yeah, maybe you don't have a Rand McNally. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, in this next hour, I guess I'll wait till the next hour to really get into some very interesting things about the automotive venue of the Hardings. It's going to be interesting, so stay tuned. 10:46 is the time right now. Okay, what else can I ask you here? I didn't get an answer on if you were in your boat and you had a marine radio and you needed to call the Coast Guard, what channel would you select? You'd better know what channel. Although I'm sure if you put out a distress call on most any of the channels, you'd probably end up getting the Coast Guard. But there's one specifically set aside for emergency purposes. And I'm sure there's somebody out there in the audience that has a marine radio and a boat, of course. let's see here what else I've got I could bring up. Did I ever get the date for Shrove Tuesday? I need that yet. Let me see. Yesterday I got the answer for what do they call the Mardi Gras activity in Latin American states. Well, that's called Carnival. Okay, and let me see what else. Here's one. In not too far away, there's going to be a big installation of electrical nature. Now, where is this going to happen? What county? There's going to be 70-some structures in place that will generate electricity. Now, what county am I talking about? It's not Marion County. 740, and if you can answer that, I'll give you your choice of Jimmy John's sandwich, of a 20-ounce a smoothie, or a meal from Panda Express for either for youngsters or, it's mainly for youngsters. Okay, so Jimmy John's, Panda Express, and smoothies, and the Ridgedale ticket. Okay, now I need a winner. So I need to know the name of the first city you would encounter in the state of Maine going up the Coastal Highway. I'll give you a hint. It starts with letter K. The letter K, look it up. All right? Okay, what else? What's going to be happening in a county not too far away that's going to be involved in electrical generation? And, okay, let's see what else. The date for Shrove Tuesday, I don't think I ever got that, did I? Or the channel you would press the button on to call the Coast Guard. I'm going to save the Harding story. It's really interesting, I hope, for all of you. After our break at 11 o'clock, we'll really get into that. And maybe we'll get some more information. But I need to know the name of the first city you would encounter going north into the state of Maine. It's right on the coast, and the water is colder than Dickens there. Even though it might be summertime, it's far enough north that the ocean is cold. Okay, or what 70-some structures are going to be utilized to generate electricity in a county that you need to name? Okay, what else do I have here? That's about it. So the Harding story will come up here right after our 11 o'clock break. All right, and yesterday we found that Fastnacht, Fastnacht, are something you cook and eat on Shrove Tuesday. But when is Shrove Tuesday? And all right, here we go. By George. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Hardin County?
Yes, yes, Hardin County. The 70-some wind turbines.
Yes, that be something?
Boy, it sure will. Boy, there'll be a whistling.
I guess.
Generating a lot of electricity.
Yeah, it's quite exciting, I'm telling you.
Hey, what would you like for a prize today?
Oh, just pass it on to the next guy.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for your answer anyhow.
Uh-huh, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, yes. And, there would be approximately 75 or 76 wind turbines, just like the ones out here at Whirlpool. Can you imagine 70-some of those? The bases, I think, are already
A lot of wiring is done to connect one to another, but I've got to wait for some better weather to come along to finish the job. But that'd be a sight to see. 70-some wind turbines. Wow, or turbines. Oh, here we go. Another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Caller? Okay. I see your number, but I don't hear your... Oh. 7-4... And remember, yesterday, I think the last few mornings, I've been getting robocalls. They don't know that they're calling a radio station, of course. Oh, my goodness. And yesterday we had one. Okay. So, yes, the wind turbines in. And that'll be over around, I'm trying to think. Oh. All right. Good morning. Yes. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, sir.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down a little bit? You're getting an echo. Yeah, what would you
like? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Okay.
I'm just wondering if anyone would have any chairs, dark brown chairs, that they could give me. I live in a brownstone terrace. And I got a dark brown table.
Yeah.
But I don't have any chairs. I'm using some from the place here, and she wants them back down in the community room. And I can't have any visitors because I don't have any place for them to sit at.
Oh, you don't have any place for a visitor to sit?
What?
Maybe they could sit on their derriere. Okay.
Do you know anyone that would have any dark brown chairs?
Okay. You want some dark brown chairs?
Dark brown, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, what's your number?
740-242-5928. And I also have a beautiful set of dishes I'd like to sell. They can make an offer on them.
Okay. Anything else in your house you want to sell?
I have some jewelry.
Okay.
And some doll babies for sale. Yeah. They came from Hawaii.
Well, do they dance?
And that's it.
Okay. Do your dolls from Hawaii dance the hula?
And no Texas, please. They can texting. They can call me.
Okay. Well, very good. Hey, you'll have to call Swap Shop sometime, too.
All right, dear. Thank you very much.
Yes, okay. Oh, it's 10:55 Eastern Standard Time. And it won't be long. We'll be seeing Eastern Daylight Time. And we'll be getting more sunshine in the evening. It's looking better all the time. We're going that direction now. And once we get daylight savings time, it's going to be lighter longer. But it's going to be darker longer also in the morning. All right. Now, let me see what else I can offer here. I still need the date of Shrove Tuesday. And let me see. The city in the state of Maine that you encounter going north on the coastal highway. The first city in the state of Maine. What would it be? It starts with the letter K. And the water's cold. Okay. Oh, boy. What else do I have here? I think I've gone through quite a bit. The Huber Warco Company, Mardi Gras, Ohio Locomotive Crane. That was yesterday in Bucyrus Rail Car. And we had quite a few different questions yesterday. But today I've got mainly a lot of information about the Harding Automobile. And, well, I've got one question I haven't had answered yet either. The channel number that you would press in your boat if you had a boat. Here we go. Yes, good morning, caller.
Charlie.
Yes.
Would that Tuesday be the 25th of February?
Yes, it sure would be. Yeah. Hey, what would you like today?
Jimmy John's?
Yes, I got it in my hand here. Okay, it's yours now. Just a second. Let me write your name down here. I should know it.
This is Ralph.
Ralph. Okay, Ralph. All right, we'll be open till about 1:30 today, Ralph.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, finally. February 25th. Let me see here. Just a second. He wanted JJ, yeah. Okay, let me see here. Okay, 2/14/20. Okay, 2 days away from Jeannie's birthday. My wife, she'll be 79. Okay. Yeah. And the young man that sends me information about things of Marion that he gleans out of the antique telegraph forms of Osiris, his name is Brian Underwood. Brian Underwood. I thought I did call him, I think, Randy, but it's Brian Underwood. And he's listed on Facebook. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the city in Maine, I see that it would be either a Kittery or Kennebunk.
It's Kittery. Yes. Yeah, you got it. Hey, what kind of a prize would you like today?
How about the Arby's?
Yeah, I gave that away already.
Okay, what do you have left?
I've got a Panda Express for the junior size meal. And I've got 20-ounce containers of smoothie.
I'll try the Panda Express. I haven't tried them before.
Okay, yeah. They're good. Yeah. I've been there twice now.
Oh, well, then it must be good.
Yeah, it's all I can afford. You get to a certain age and there's not much you can afford anymore.
Okay. Yeah, when you're on that
you're
fixed
listening
income,
to
yeah?
WWTH yeah, Radio 107.1 FM.
Don't LP, hang up.
Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear from Mr. McFeely, from Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time? Like
just dropped my earphones.
Like
what was
David
your name?
You okay? Okay. Yeah. The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry?
Well,
there's donuts. There's
no,
a whole box
no,
of.
No, no, no.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
No. I got a friend out.
There's
oh.
a
I bring her she's
there's a T-bone steak and
Charlie, you know what you're gonna get. Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question. So you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big